Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
All right, Whitney is on with us. Whitney needs to be on The Voice Disguiser. Bert, I kid you not, we get multiple calls every hour. What is going on with the town?
Yeah, this thing got intriguing pretty quickly.
And it started like 2 weeks ago, right?
Something like that, yeah.
It started when Whitney called us and said that there's a guy kind of pulling up behind her townhome. In she lives in a community with a bunch of houses, obviously. He pulls up near her townhome and then walks down to a different townhouse and spends 5 minutes there and then leaves. He does this at the same exact time every single day, Monday through Friday. And she had no idea why. So she called us for the segment that we do that's called I'm Just Curious. She wants to know if we could do some research. And people, I mean, the people had theories. The theories were flying. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a drug dealer and that's where he drops off his drugs. Oh, mm-hmm. he's visiting his mistress. Oh, he's just a man and he's very regular. So he uses that bathroom every day.
Taking like, care of a cat.
Yeah, right. Everything, like feeding the pets, doing this, doing that. So we had a million theories, but we couldn't. I mean, the only thing we really could do is confront the guy, which Frankie from our promotions department did, and we thank you for that, Frankie.
Thank you. Sure, no problem.
And from that, basically all he got out of it was that the guy said the house wasn't for sale, right?
So you actually talked to the dude, yeah. And he initially says...
He said that he did live in the neighborhood and that the he thought there were some houses for sale, but wasn't quite sure which ones. So which led to that he wasn't a real estate agent. And
so why did he offer that information? How did the exchange go down?
I just pretended I was out looking at the front of the houses. So I waited. I saw him park. I waited till he walked around the house and then just walked around the front of the house looking creepy myself, actually, you know. So I tried to do my best, but and then he came out, and then I confronted him and talked to him, and you know, that's the way it went down. And so after that, I went on the I went with my sister at night for a stakeout, and
that's awesome. That's
and just so you know,
right there,
you heard him right. He went on a stakeout.
Yes, I did.
And now the what you're forgetting, the one detail that you forgot that was most intriguing about your conversation with that dude. Is he has the conversation and the guy says, "Yeah, I don't think there's any houses for sale. I don't know. There might be." Well, Frankie walks around to the other side of the house and on the doorknob is a realtor's lockbox.
A lockbox.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the guy's like, "I don't know, but the house that he's visiting is secured with a realtor's lockbox."
Right. And he's going in it every single day from a different entrance, but he's been going in every day.
Weird.
Okay.
So now we're up to Frankie's stakeout.
Okay, but here's the weird part, like I'm not really sure if he actually goes in the house because the way Whitney's house is you can't really see if he goes inside the house. You just see that he walks behind the houses.
Okay.
So I went and got the real estate agent's name and I called her and real nice lady. And she was like, "Oh, are you talking about the guy in the silver BMW? I was like, "Yeah, that's him." She's like,
"Now, how did that conversation go? Did you tell her that you're with calling from the Bert Show, or well, did you?"
No, first I called and asked about the house, and then she said, "We just took it off the market today because of some other townhomes down the street. They're waiting for them to sell out."
Okay.
So, and then I asked her, then I said, you know, "I'm calling for a friend who lives in the neighborhood and sees this guy every morning, and we're just wondering, you know, what the deal is with that." And she said that, you know, are you talking about the guy with the silver BMW? I'm like, yeah. And she said, you know, I think he goes behind the house and feeds the feral cats.
No, he doesn't. He deals drugs.
Oh.
He's a serial feral cat feeder.
Come on.
That's it?
Really?
He feeds cats?
You know, I really don't believe it. She said she was going to ask him straight out. And when I walked behind the house the first time when I was...
Did you explain to her that we've been doing this on the radio for 2 weeks?
No, no, I did not. She doesn't know anything
about
us.
Okay, well,
you're
going to need to tell her to come up with a better story.
So is this, established if there anybody lives in the house?
Nobody lives in the house. The real estate agent owns the house.
So he's going randomly and filling up a bowl of cat food for random cats in the neighborhood?
Now, I've walked around the back of the house and I have not seen any bowl or any cat food or anything like that. And when I walked behind the house to see the first time I saw him walk... I did not see him down anywhere, so I'm not buying it.
See, and look, if you have ever dealt, if you've ever dealt with stray cats, and if he's actually feeding stray cats, then they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and it is a horde of cats that will show up. And so, if there's no evidence of any bowls, and there's no evidence of any cats. Then
you didn't see any cats when you did your stakeout?
No cats
and,
at all.
Yeah,
and you Whitney would. Has never seen him carrying cat food
Nothing.
Under his arm
he
or
never
a box of cat
anything.
Food or anything.
Huh.
So that's crap.
Maybe it's in his pockets of that leather coat that he wears.
But I just think that you would see, I mean, cats will gather where there's food, and you would see cats there
why,
if he was feeding them.
Why did he adopt that neighborhood to feed, like, stray cats? It makes
now,
no sense.
If I'm not mistaken, Whitney, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, Whitney did fill us in on a detail that the owner of that car lives nearby. So it's not like he picked a random neighborhood out of nowhere. He does live nearby the house.
He lives
where
on
he's
the other side
him.
Of the fence.
Okay.
So weird.
Whitney, do you have anything to add to this?
I just think it's weird because I don't see random cats around here. Mm-hmm. Like.
And I do agree with Melissa. Cause
and
our,
why
our,
would the real estate lady make up something for this guy?
See, that's where the mystery comes in. And
what if the real estate agent
is in on it?
The real estate agent and the dude, the strange dude, are having sex for 5 minutes every day.
No, they're in cahoots together somehow if she was making up an excuse for
I
him.
I agree, which is why
weird.
I want to find out what's in the house.
So what's your next step, investigator?
I think I'm going to dress up in a cat uniform and come out of the woods and, you know, just meow.
At this point, can Frankie just go up to the guy and go, look, here, and tell the truth? Here's the deal.
No, because what if it's shady? What if it's dangerous?
Shady, yeah, that might put Frankie in danger.
Well, the real estate agent, no, I'm not in danger. But the real estate agent did.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, a little dude?
You can take this cat.
No, I mean, he's tall, but he's skinny.
You got him.
I got
you got
him.
This.
I got
you leg whip this
I got
guy.
Him. Yeah, just go for the ankles. Go for the ankles. The real estate agent did say that. What did she say? She was trying to make excuses for who the guy was. So that's what it
weird.
Seemed.
It did
really,
say so. You were thrown off by the conversation. Seemed odd to
this
you.
This gets
very
weirder.
Odd. Yeah.
Weirder.
The covering of who this dude is now from the real estate agent is
bizarre.
The next piece of it. Weird,
oh
man.
God.
Now the whole city is just curious.
And she did ask who my friend was that was asking about it. And I was like, she'd rather remain anonymous. So, yeah.
Now, I think what the obvious next step is to look for a set of numbers, like the loss numbers, 4, 8, 15, you know, whatever that set of numbers is. Or a hatch or a polar bear.
That's it.
Because that's the
or a plane crash.
That's the road that we're headed
down. We're
2 weeks
into this, and I don't feel like we're any closer
we're
to knowing who
no.
this guy is than we
After
were.
After all,
we're a lot
out.
Closer if you think about it. I mean, at least we know some things.
Hey,
we'll find out the rest.
Can we? You got to set up a camera.
Ooh,
you've got to set up a camera and just put it where he walks, and nobody has to be there,
that's
and just
good.
Film and see what he does. That's the next step.
Can I still do the cat uniform?
If you want, Frank.
Yes, honey.
If you already have the uniform.
If that's your thing.
Is that why you keep rubbing up against my leg?
No.
Meow.
Is that why you just did the figure eights underneath Wendy's legs, just back and forth and rubbing up against them? Well, Frankie, we do appreciate your effort. And we do admire your tenacity, and this will not end till you have the answers.
Absolutely. I enjoy it.
And not only the truth and honest answers, but the answers you like.
Choose your own ending.
If he's feeding stray cats, that's not enough of a story for Frankie.
No, I spent too much time for him to be a feral cat feeder.
Yeah, give us some answers, man. Yeah.
All right, Whitney, we'll keep you posted if we find anything else, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. People are calling up now. They don't believe. Hey, Michelle?
Hey.
Yeah. You don't believe the real estate lady either?
Well, I don't believe her, but I don't think she's doing it like in cahoots with the guy, because I think she's just trying to cover her own butt. If she goes, I don't know what he's doing there, you know, she looks like a moron, and she's obviously got stake in this place because she wants to try and sell it at some point.
That's exactly right. Yeah, she's the real estate agent on it, so she's getting a percentage, so it's to her benefit that she doesn't tell anybody that there's a really freaky guy that shows up every single day. Yeah.
All right. Well, no worries, everybody. Frankie is on it. The Bird Show is now really curious.
Weird.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bert Show.
Joanna is our phone screener, and she is a very good sport. So far this week, you've done very well.
You've done very
so
well.
Golf right clap up. For Joanna.
Great job, Joanna.
Joanna, moments after she got engaged, called all of us on the show and said, what do I have to do to get into Filene's early? When's running in the brides? I got to be there. And she's been desperately looking for a wedding dress. I mean, I think, did you leave your actual proposal to go to a wedding boutique?
Yeah, I already had all my bridesmaids ready.
And in the car?
Yeah, they were in the car. They were in the bed of the truck, and we took off.
So it's a big deal for a bride to be here. That's why women line up as early as 8 a.m. on Thursday to get in on Friday. Full 24 hours in advance, they camp out. And Joanna wanted to cash in on the perks of the Bird Show and get in early.
Well, and also, it really affects your wedding budget, because if you can get a $10,000 dress for hundreds of dollars, then you have more room to do other things for your wedding, right?
So, and that's the whole purpose of Filene's Basement. We do want to remind people, there is a running at 8 o'clock, but the dresses are here all day.
All day long.
And there's thousands
there's
of them.
So many of them. Yes. Yeah, and they're in all different sort of styles and shapes and sizes and designers and that kind of thing. So even if you go to a bridal boutique place to try on dresses, there's not going to be this many available.
Right.
So, but it is only today at Filene's Basement. It goes all day long, but it is just today.
So on Monday, I gave Joanna her first challenge,
yep.
And that was to take a picture of herself within a few seconds of waking up and post it on our website. And on Tuesday, she did that.
Yeah, and then I gave her next challenge, which is to do 3 minutes of original comedy, stand-up comedy on the radio, which she did that very successfully.
And she did that well.
And then I gave her the challenge of letting her two brothers, pick out childhood pictures of her that we got to put up online. They were very cute.
Thank you. Yeah, they did a good job.
Yeah,
they
could have tortured you, and they didn't. So.
They were nice.
They were very nice.
Metal mouth.
And then Wendy gave her final challenge yesterday.
Yeah, it's something that we do usually around American Idol season. It's called iPodokey, where you literally just have the earbuds from an iPhone, and you sing to the song. You can't hear what you sound like, but everybody in line at Filene's Basement on the air are going to see you and hear you. But the thing is, Bert got to pick the song. I had no choosing in the song, so I have no idea what you're going to sing.
So she's saying I'm not responsible, is
I'm
what she's saying.
I'm not responsible.
She said, I'm going to make you
task.
Sing,
you're
but Bert's the one.
List.
Right.
This could be the worst one because, you know, that it's happening in public and in front of a lot of people, and we've all done this.
I think you should stand up here on the stage.
Yeah. I agree. So, really.
Come on
so,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on up.
And while Joanna's coming up here, what iPod Oki
is... I feel like I'm in my sorority. I'm hazing again.
Right. Right. You've heard people with headphones on that are singing a song that they're listening to in their headphones, and what they may be thinking they're singing is not actually
yes.
what you hear. So it's,
oh,
you're
no,
hearing
it's
the acapella version. Yeah. And that's basically what Joanna's doing. She's going to hear a song in her earphones, then she's going to sing what she's hearing, but all we hear is Joanna's beautiful voice.
So Tracy right now is setting Joanna up with the iPod headphones.
Yes.
Tracy has the song queued up on her iPhone.
Okay.
And Bert sent over the lyrics. Nobody has seen these yet.
Okay.
This is the only people who know are Bert and Tracy.
Okay.
Which is Wendy, even though it's Wendy's challenge, she
I have no
know.
Idea.
We're all hearing it for the
I
first time.
I did not
time.
Have a hand in this.
Okay, Joanna, are you ready?
I guess.
To swoon us with your talents while you are singing.
What is it?
I will always love you.
Oh, no.
Whitney Houston, baby.
Wow.
Okay,
crack is whack.
Stand really far away.
Wow.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Here it comes.
That only sounds good in the shower.
You know, but this is for a wedding dress.
She's working for it.
That's right.
Working hard for it.
I should stay. I will only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
Here we go. Big note. Big note.
And
nicely done, Joanna.
Great job.
Oh, Lord.
I'm still going.
She's still going. Okay. I'm right.
So can somebody stop her?
She's like, I got the stage now.
Yeah. The, does she know? That you don't have to work. You can stop. Nicely done.
Joanna's fulfilled all her tasks.
I think she earned it.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna, who's going in with you?
My mom is here.
Hi.
Yay! And my maid of honor fell asleep, so I told her she better get down here as soon as possible.
Or you could probably find a new maid of honor.
I could.
Yes.
I would look into that.
That's true.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good job.
The Bert Show.
Bert Show listener Janine joins us now, and she is on her way to Filene's basement.
Okay.
For a very important reason. Hi, Janine.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
We're doing great. We're looking through the windows of Filene's basement. At 8 o'clock, we open the door, and everybody charges in. And there's Joanna with her beautiful wedding dress.
Yay.
Congratulations,
I
Joanna.
See it.
And literally hundreds of women in there, and they're starting to put them back on the racks, which I think is why you're coming down here, Janine.
Yeah, I'm real happy to hear that because I'm actually on my way to pick up my sister right now. We need a dress for her wedding that we hope is going to be this weekend.
Okay.
And we didn't make it down there by 8 o'clock, so I just wanted to call and make sure that it still, you know, is even worth coming down there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, absolutely.
It's worth coming down all day long. This Wednesday sale lasts throughout today. So, like Jeff said, I mean, they come in for the running of the brides at 8 and take all the dresses down to choose their favorites. But then they put them back on the rack, and there are plenty of dresses left all day long. It's just people want to come here at 8 o'clock to get – it's like first come, first serve, you know, for their style.
Okay. Now, tell us the circumstances around needing to buy a dress on Friday that you're going to use on Saturday.
Right.
Oh, it's kind of crazy, actually. My sister's fiancé has been real hesitant to set a date for their wedding.
Okay.
And he is actually in Vegas with our father this weekend for work. He works with our family business.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so we had the idea that we're just going to pop on, West Vegas with my mom and my sister, who's obviously the bride-to-be, and surprise him and get it done.
Oh my God! So they don't know. He does not know that he's getting married tomorrow in Vegas.
No, he doesn't. I think he'll be surprised. Excited.
So the agenda is to come to Filene's today, buy the wedding dress, and then who's going to Vegas? Your sister and who else?
And my mom and myself.
So you, your sister, your mom are getting on a last minute flight to Las Vegas, and then she's going to come home as a Mrs.
Yes.
Wow.
What do you think his reaction's going to be?
I feel like it's actually probably just going to be a relief to him that it's over with. He doesn't have to go through the whole wedding planning thing. He doesn't, have to worry about any of that kind of stuff. So I think he'll be real happy.
I can tell you that...
I'm looking at Jeff's body language.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that he's going to pretend to be real happy because you said that he works with your dad's business.
Yeah.
So he works with your dad, and your dad's already out there, and you guys are buying last-minute plane tickets and a wedding gown to go out there. It's going to happen. I just think I would be correct in saying it's going to happen because he doesn't have a choice. It has to happen. Like, he can't say. You're putting him in a situation where he can't say, I don't want to do this.
But what... A lot of times when couples talk about eloping to Vegas, there's always our concern about the parents not knowing or robbing the parents of the opportunity. But the bride's parents, or at least her mom, is on board and going out there with them. So the parents seem to potentially be on board.
Where's his mom, though?
Yeah, does he have a family that would be concerned that he's getting married without them?
He's not really close to his family, so we're not too worried about that.
I don't know. Well, I just don't think that's right.
Yeah,
because it's his wedding too. Mm-hmm.
Has he said that he didn't want his family at the wedding when you've talked about it?
Yeah, I don't think. Obviously, I don't know all the details. It's my sister's fiance, but she was saying that that's kind of one of the reasons he's been putting off making a wedding date because his parents are divorced. He's not close to either of them. He kind of doesn't want to deal with all the fuss.
And but they are engaged, right? Like she is wearing a ring.
Oh, yeah, they've been engaged for a while.
And did she buy the ring for herself, or did he buy it?
No, he bought it.
Okay. How long is a while engaged for?
They've been engaged, almost a year now.
Gotcha. So it's time to go ahead and get it done.
Well, I don't think ambushing is the right way to go about it. Yeah. Maybe have a discussion before you...
What if he comes home early and y'all miss each other?
Yeah. Oh, my... Well, does your dad know that you're coming out there?
Yes.
And does he know that you're coming out there and you're going to do the marriage thing?
Yeah.
So your dad.
So the dad knows. It's just the groom doesn't know. Well, I mean, I encourage it because I want to talk to you on Monday.
Right.
But I'm trying to imagine like Bert, because Bert has said on the air before. I mean, there's been plenty of times he's had issues with his family, and he's a product of divorce. And I'm trying to find. Bert seemed to be the kind of guy that would be okay with not having family involved in his wedding, so I'm it could potentially be that the groom would be completely okay with it, right?
Yeah.
Am I speaking out of turn?
It depends. I mean, it could go either way. I wish you luck. I'm glad, and I'm right there with Melissa. I think it's awesome. Thank you so much for
absolutely
coming
come on down
today.
Here. We're here.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show.
So last night I posted a blog to my blog site, which is blog.melissatimes.com. And it is something that I'm now revealing to the world that I've been going through for the past 5 weeks. And that is the process of freezing my eggs. Now, I talked about this a couple years ago because Katie and I decided that we wanted to freeze my eggs. One, because I'm older than Katie, mm-hmm. and I'm also a kidney transplant recipient. So just in case something, you know, the worst happens and I get sick again, and there's something that happens where, well, if I got sick again, they wouldn't be able to go through this process with me. Mm-hmm. So we want to go ahead and have the option of having my children and going ahead and freezing the eggs.
So this means you guys definitely want kids.
Yes.
Just not right this very second.
Yes, correct.
Is that what that means? That's why you would freeze them rather than go ahead and just
that is
get
correct.
Pregnant right now.
Yes. It is IVF, but it is a stunted version of IVF. It's the first half.
In vitro okay. fertilization.
Correct.
Right?
It okay. is the first half of it.
Okay.
But instead of, like for instance, we tease about, like Octomom is worst case scenario. Where, you know, too many eggs were put in, you know, the eggs were put back in her and then she got pregnant with all these babies.
Eight.
Right, with eight babies. That's the worst case scenario. That usually doesn't happen. But with me, instead of them putting them back into my uterus, they are actually going to put them in the freezer.
So they're going to be fertilized eggs.
They're going to be fertilized eggs. Two years ago, we talked about freezing my eggs, and the doctor said, well, you know what? Freezing eggs is experimental, but freezing embryos is not. And apparently embryos are stronger to endure the freezing process and the thawing process, but eggs usually are too fragile for that and may not survive the freezing process.
So when do you need me?
So, Jeff is my sperm donor. And
Save that.
No.
That's a whole other conversation about men. When you tell them that you need sperm, for some reason, there's something instinctual in them that even if they're married, even if they, whoever they are, Jeff is not the only DJ in town that offered. Let me just say that.
Oh, really?
So, anyway, and I'm not talking about Q100. So, anyway.
Jimmy, yes.
So, anyway, but it is neither one of those men, and we are not disclosing to the public who he is, but it is somebody we know because we'd gone through the process of the sperm bank, mm-hmm. but it's a bizarre thing to go through because we almost felt like we were playing God because it's like you order from a catalog. You order eyes and hair and height and, you know,
wow.
and all that stuff, and it just was weird. But we went through that process, and we didn't have a good experience with that sperm bank. So we said, you know what, let's just pick somebody we know. Mm-hmm. We picked somebody we know that already has a family, already has children. We've included his wife in this process, so it's
okay,
them as
cool.
a pair.
Cool.
It's not him individually. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so we know this couple and know them for a long time and are very, you know, secure with that. Anyway, so what I was talking about last night is for the past 5 weeks, I've gone through hormone injections and pills and that kind of thing. And
clearly.
one of the reasons I wasn't going to talk about it on air because I knew Bert and Jeff would try to egg me on to try to either get me really mad or make me
right,
cry.
Make you cry. Yes.
So I said, I'm not, and I told the fertility clinic, I said, I'm not telling the guys until we're just about done. So When we were on Burt's Big Adventure, I revealed it to Jen because she was my roommate. And the first process was to take birth control pills because they were wanting to regulate my hormones. And I have never taken birth control pills because I have never been with a man. So
well,
I never.
Jen takes like three of them a day.
I take a lot. I know all about it.
But Jen sucks them down like M&M's.
I'm like an expert.
They're in a bowl on your coffee table.
Shut up. Whatever. So I took my little packet out at Burt's Big Adventure in the hotel room, and I told Jen, and I said, I just, you know, I sought her advice on it because I felt stupid that most women know exactly what to do with birth control pills, and I didn't. So I got Jen's advice on that.
It's funny.
And then, I told her, I said, if you miss a couple days, don't take them all at once.
No.
Because that's a mistake. You will be sick as a dog.
So I did.
Not telling you how I know. I don't know.
So I took those for 3 weeks, and then I started injections after that where I give myself shots.
Oh,
ooh,
Lord.
Where do you have to get the shots at?
In the stomach.
Whoa.
Like
into your ovaries?
No, just in the stomach because it's absorbed faster in the stomach.
Oh. Whoa.
So my mother is, you know, most people when they grow older become diabetic. It's just, it just seems to be that's the case. And so Millie Pete's been diabetic now for a few years and she has to do self-injections. And I've helped her with that. So I'm glad that I saw her do it and have helped her because this injection, the needle was really small and I did it. And so I've been doing that for a week.
Is it painful?
That one's not. But what I've been doing this week is a cocktail of where I have to mix it myself. And again, the description's in the blog, but I have to mix it myself. And then it's a bigger needle and a bigger injection. And that one stings a little bit.
Ew.
So I have
to. What is it a cocktail of, or is that too detailed?
Well, it's. With a woman, you have a certain hormone that your body produces right before you have your cycle. And what I didn't realize is I always thought that the eggs
were... Isn't that called progesterone?
They gave it another name.
Biology. I don't know.
Yeah. But apparently, with women, I thought that your eggs were already in your ovaries and inset, and they just come out one at a time. But every month, they grow. Every month, there's the seed of one, but it does not develop until right before it's released.
Really?
Which I didn't know.
I didn't know that.
I thought you just had a ton of tiny little chickens.
That's what I thought.
There.
That's what I thought. But the reason I have to go through this process, well, not chickens, but, you know, hard shells.
Thank you, Bonnie.
So anyway. So, but all these hormones are to force my ovaries to develop more than one, so that I have a large amount that are now growing. And then next week, I will be out of the show for one day, but I don't know which day because it depends on the progress.
Yeah, depends on your ovulation.
That's what Bert said.
Right. But I go back in tomorrow and I'll be there at the fertility clinic every day getting blood work and getting ultrasounds done to see the progress of these eggs. And then one day next week.
Release a whole bunch of them.
And I release a whole bunch of them.
Capture them like they go fishing.
Exactly. And then next week, when the day that I'm out is the day that I'm getting it done. And then what they do is they take all those little eggs and then they take all this little sperm and they put them all together. And then I find out how many embryos have been created and then they go in the freezer. So by the end of next week, I will be a mother to ice cubes.
How do they get the eggs?
That is amazing.
Is it like a surgical process?
I have to go under anesthesia and they go in and they physically take them.
Wow.
So,
that's crazy.
Dude, that is so cool. So, thank you for letting us follow along the whole process.
So next week, I will, I guess, technically be a mom, kind of.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. But yeah, so if it takes, because anybody who's done IVF know that there is a possibility that I go through all this and nothing comes of it.
And so, it's expensive too, isn't it?
That's why it took us 2 years to get here.
Wow.
Is because it has taken us 2 years to be able to afford this. So,
man,
because insurance doesn't cover it. But if a man wanted a little blue pill, he could have insurance. But that's a different story too.
That's a different blog post.
That's a whole, yes. So anyway, so yes, yeah, so that is
how exciting.
So I'm freezing my eggs, and next week I will have eggs in the freezer.
Now,
finally,
is this the wrong time to point out that I just had Flying Biscuit drop off breakfast and it can a lot of eggs?
You knew he was going to have to say
something.
Come on. It's like way too adult and serious of a conversation. You knew that had to come up.
That's the best you come up with is
you knew
chicken
it had
eggs? Well, anyway, I was going to make some kind of egg white joke or something, you know, egg joke that whatever. But anyway, so I'm currently shooting my stomach and about to release like anywhere from 10 to 20 eggs. So thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
We have to meet Joy.
Joy. Hi, Joy.
Hello. Hi, Joy.
Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
What time did you get here?
We got here at 5.
Right. 5 this morning?
No, 5 yesterday.
Oh, nicely done.
Nice.
And who did you bring with you to help you find a dress?
Well, I have 12 bridesmaids total.
Wow.
And there's 11 of us here, and my mom.
Hi, Mom. And,
hey, Mom.
And my two maids of honor.
And your two maids of honor.
Right.
So why two?
Because I have two best friends.
No, you don't.
Are you really close? Are all three of you really close? Are you guys as close?
Actually, yes. Stephanie and I have been friends since the sixth grade. And Miranda met in college.
Yeah,
and then we all became friends.
That's usually how it works out. You have your childhood best friend and your college best friend.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
And are you 100% confident in your decision to have two maids of honor?
Yes.
Because Tracy did that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I think it was the best decision I ever made.
Do
the two maids of honor think it was the best decision you ever made, or do you think that independently they may think they would be better than the other?
I think independently they would think that maybe one of them was more suited to be my maid of honor than the other.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically?
Had one of them said something to you, you could probably imagine how that conversation would go.
Hypothetically, had both of them said something to
okay.
me.
But it does relieve responsibility from just being one.
That's true, because I've been maid of honor before.
So, I mean, you know, at least they get to split the duty.
No, it's your ceremony. Are they going to walk down the aisle together?
That's, we're still ironing out those details.
Okay.
I'm thinking about having them walk side by side.
Side by side is really cute. Or they could duke it out over the hottest groomsmen. To walk them down.
God, that's true.
We thought about doing it friend style, you know, where they have to fight to whoever stands first.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
And when is your wedding?
October 23rd.
Awesome. So it's coming up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
So, go ahead, Tracy.
Well, I just want to know, because I had to decide who stands closest to you. Because they can walk down the aisle together, but inevitably somebody's got to stand next to you.
Well,
basically, who's your favorite? Just kidding.
We're going to help with that.
Okay.
Because we're willing to, Joy, we're willing to send you in early. We've got one more slot, and you can go in early and start looking for your wedding dress.
Shut up. Shut up.
But you can only take one person with you. And it has to
so
be
mean.
One of your maids of honor. So we'll give them each up to a minute to make a pitch on why they are the better maid of honor.
Oh, that's tough.
Wow.
You can't,
the truth shall come out.
Yeah, so you each, I mean, you're selling yourselves. This is important. For the rest of her life, she's going to remember who helped her pick out her wedding gown. You have 60 seconds to make that be you. Otherwise, you'll be forgotten about.
Well, this is
so mean.
This is basically what they've been telling the friends behind her about
yeah.
why they, you know.
Well, I'm
so
the better maid of honor because.
Yeah, so.
So
60-second each, and then they got to get in there. Can we're I running out of time here.
Yeah, who wants to go first? Stephanie, who you've known since you were just tiny little kids in diapers at age 6? Or Marae, since you were, is that right, Marae?
Mm-hmm.
Marae.
I'm her little sister in the sorority.
She's known me longer.
It's coming out.
Now, which sorority?
I think
just to give it a shout-out?
Alpha Z Delta.
Okay.
Hey, I'm her twin in the sorority. So.
Uh-oh. I forgot to mention that.
Well,
getting dirty.
Who's going first, Stephanie or Marae?
I'll go first.
All right, Stephanie, you've known her since, what, sixth?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. You have 60 seconds to go.
Okay. I've known you longer. You're the first person I met. You're my best friend in the whole world. I tell you everything. Think about what I do for a living working with my clients. I'm very trustworthy. I'll be patient in there, and I can stay calm under pressure. Think about all the stuff we went through in high school, all the terrible boys that we both dated. I saw you go through so much turmoil in high school, and I saw you meet
right
Ben,
now.
And I saw you fall in love with him, and I've been there the whole way.
And who is
through
Ben?
Everything.
My fiance.
Okay.
Her wonderful fiance.
I hope.
Hi, Ben. And I love you.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Go.
Way to go, Stephanie.
That's Stephanie's
well
pitch.
Done.
She definitely went the longevity angle.
Yes, but she did.
The stuff that happens since seventh grade is nonsense. That doesn't really count. Marae
yes,
still
does.
Has a chance. Life counts in college.
That's right.
Marae.
Life starts.
That's right.
On your own.
Take a number.
Hey, what you can remember of it.
All right, Marae, you've got up to 60 seconds. Save
all right.
Yourself.
Well,
go.
Let's start. First of all, you found my wedding dress here at Running of the Brides. So I'd like to thank you for that. Also, let's just talk about my fashion sense. If you ever so always talk about, just remember that in your mind. You want it to look beautiful. Also, I want you to think about the movie that we play in our heads. Joy, this is in the movie. Also, dancing with our straighteners, jumping on the bed. We could be jumping in our wedding dresses that I picked for you.
Oh.
And in our underwear. That's not allowed. Sorry.
Talk more about that.
Jeff. Easy.
And I'm going to find the perfect dress. I know what I can see it in 1 second, and I'll find it. And you know I will.
You realize it's difficult for anyone to take you seriously talking about fashion sense while you're wearing Shamrock Kid Boppers. I mean, the only thing that you've got going for you is that everybody's wearing something jacked up on their head.
You love it.
All right.
You know I'll find it.
Joy.
All right, Joy.
Can I choose neither? Because I hate this.
You have to pick one.
Pick one.
It is never easy on the Burt Show.
Come
well,
on,
we love people crying on this show.
Aw.
Cry, 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 cry,
right
cry,
now.
Cry.
Oh my
God. What
just
have
happened?
What have we become?
Flip a coin?
We're so jaded.
I just want to flip a coin.
Can't flip a coin. You heard their pitches. The
you
pressure is on.
You got to pick one.
Probably picked the worst person to make this decision ever.
Can't I have my friends pick?
You have
no.
60 seconds, Joy, to pick this.
You got to pick one or else you're not going in.
I hate this.
Uh-oh, she really is going to cry.
I know. Oh. This is tough.
This is a great idea, Tracy.
We're witches.
Not a great idea.
Or you could pass on them both and just go in and run like you normally were going to.
What if we both went in together?
Stop changing the rules.
Yep.
Jeff is the only one who can change the rules in the middle of a game.
Yes. Right.
If you have ever played with him since he was 8 years old, that's the way it goes in Jeff's world.
Say names.
Oh, I know. Whoever gets to go in with me, the other one walks first.
That's a good one.
Oh.
Marae did not like that.
That's fair play.
You can
fair
go
play.
Marae.
What?
So like
Stephanie
wink.
Said that Marae could go in so that she could walk first in the wedding.
So Marae would be next to me if I chose her. Wait, no. If
Are you
Stephanie
seriously
be...
comparing heights to see who's going to stand next to you at the wedding?
No. Oh, is that what she's doing?
I know Joy so well, I already know her answer.
All right, Joy, we need an answer. Who's going in with to you to pick out your wedding dress right now? Just say it and get it over with. Like
do
a Band-Aid.
Well, because Stephanie gave me your blessing.
Say it.
Would you rather stand next to me?
I don't know.
I take it back now. You can't take it back.
We are only on the air until 10 o'clock.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
This is hard. I know. It's terrible.
And okay. The door's open at 8.
Okay.
And your mama's looking at you.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, she's giving that. You better make a decision, honey.
We don't have an answer in 10 seconds. You got to go into
okay.
the
room. Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Marae.
Okay.
All right. Marae's going in.
That was so mean. Y'all can go in. Seriously, all three of you go.
Oh,
yeah, go.
Jeff, all three of you guys go.
What? We had 3 slots.
Yeah, all three of you guys get to go in.
Yeah, take your mom, too.
Yes, go.
Go.
Go, 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 go.
Joy's like, oh, my God, why did you? That's going to be a conversation later.
Uh-huh. You know what? That would still happen. She still said Marae.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.